right, it is 5:30 and we are now streaming and recording this meeting. We do not yet have quorum. So I would propose that we wait a couple more minutes to see if we get a couple more members to show up here and get quorum for this meeting.
Could we go forward with those parts of the agenda that don't require quorum? Just
yes.
Just in the interest of time.
Could, I believe the first several do not require quorum. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the reading of the FDC mission statement. Would anyone like to read that for us today? Any volunteers?
Go ahead and read it since I asked you to go forward. The city of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and recognizes this diversity as an asset and resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public.
Thanks, June. All right. Shall we take roll now or shall we wait?
We can take roll and then I can add folks mm-hmm. as they come on board.
Let's do that.
I've got Juanita Webb and she's with us on the phone. Juanita, can you
yes,
hear us?
Sir.
Okay. Jeff Walters?
Here.
Montine Jackson? Lisa Slayton? Doug Tolley? Sarah Herriger?
Here.
Rita Davis?
Here.
Kelvin Lee?
Here.
June Rogers?
Here.
David Rucker?
Here.
Shalissa Thomas? Mr. Matherly? And myself.
Okay. All right, I invite you all to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We can't proceed with approval of the agenda because we still don't have quorum, but I will take the liberty of just saying that tonight's agenda was designed to be short, to leave time for those who wish to do so to proceed over to the ITA Candidates Forum, which starts at 6:30 this evening. Can we do citizens' comments?
Okay.
Okay, so are there any citizens' comments?
That'd be me.
Yeah, could you come to the front and state your
sure I have this off. I don't
name and address for us.
You can hang yourself. Just right here?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now what I do. Say who I am?
Yeah,
I
can
guess.
We get your name and address?
My name's Alan Mitchell, and you need my address. Do they still do all that stuff, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, 2663 Turner Street here in Fairbanks.
Thanks. Can you start the timer, Angela? Thank
yes,
you.
I can.
We have 3 minutes. Please share with us.
It was suggested I come bring this concern to you all, but I wasn't really ready. For those that can't see, I have my foot in a boot. I have a torn Achilles, so I can't drive myself or anything. So I was raised, if you want to complain about a problem, make sure you have a solution with it. Everybody can complain. So it's, so I haven't quite found a solution yet here, but I do have a serious concern. The city, for whatever reason, has turned the old Reflections block on South Cushman, 2400 to 2500, into a snow dump. There's no doubt that many people who have resided in Fairbanks and still do consider Southside, as one person told me, something similar to Detroit. I don't know how she gets that mentality. We know it's a lot of low income. It's a lot of other people. And there, in the past, there have been a lot of issues. I'm sure the police and others can tell you those issues now stem citywide, not just in Southside, quote unquote. There's plenty of industrial type open area south of the Mitchell Expressway and Cushman, south of Lathrop Street, plenty of places to put a snow dump. Putting a snow dump in that block, I believe, gives less, you know, appeal to the South Fairbanks area. The former administration did all that work on sidewalks and beautifying Southside with streetlights and architecture and all the other stuff. And so now they put a snow dump, which is across the street from a block of houses, which is catty-corner to a family shelter. I don't know if anyone lives near a snow dump. You're talking backup alarms, dump truck panels slamming shut. It will be a noise issue, guaranteed, complaints to the city when that starts happening. It's such a prime area. It's a prime spot right off Cushman for an entire block. I don't know if the city even looked into whether or not they could use it for, you know, a grocery store or for some other kind of habitat, something to help stabilize that community rather than turn it into an industrial area or whatever else. I have heard several other people talk about it, and like I said, I'm not one just to talk. Normally I would like to have some ideas. I'd go scout around some of the locations. I was told by somebody close with city employees that was done to save the city money so they don't have to send trucks so far, wasting time and money. There's a snow dump off the Mitchell. There's and 30th where the overpass is. There's a snow dump by the Dipper. It's what, 5 minutes a truck, which I know adds up. But
keep going.
But I think it's the city prior administration is going to say we you know they welcome South Fairbanks residents and they value South Fairbanks residents, but we're seeing the opposite, and we're trying to build it up. We're trying to do things. So I said, I live Southside, and you know, we have, I think they said 2,400 people in that voting district, and to see 200 or 300 vote in an election is common. So people are trying to get the public more involved, and the comeback we get is, well, nobody cares about us anyway. So it's just, we're trying to, I mean, for as little as I can do, I still try. You know, because there's a lot of great people down there. There's people that could tell you stories of all kinds of families and things like that. So it's not the old. And I think a one square block, prime area for anything, preferably something to help support the community better. But I just think the snow dump was a bad decision.
Thank you.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, June.
Are you able to come back? I know you have a problem with access there, but are you able to come back to a city council meeting and give the testimony during that time also?
I probably can, yeah.
Because I'm writing notes here to bring to the council, but I think it's always more effective if a citizen is bringing their own words.
Yes, and I was that's what I said. That was kind of my goal. I just hadn't been able to get around so much for this, but I was going to actually scout out areas where I could say, hey, this piece of property is about the same size, and it's, you know, uh-huh, on the south side of the Mitchell, or mm-hmm, something else to give. Like I said, I don't like coming to anybody with a problem unless I have at least an idea of a solution. So as far as I can make it, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what the solution is going to be either, but I think it's always good to bring these things into discussion because that's where we find solution. So,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jeff.
And maybe you mentioned this, but when did the city start using that area as a snow dump? Like how many winters?
It just started. It's the Reflections property was torn down. The city had trucks removing the top layer of dirt and all the grime that came with it, and then they had the rollers come in and pack it all down, and then they put up the fence with like the slats in it, you know, to block it off from visual, and that happened a month ago.
So this will be the first winter where the snow is actually,
yes,
deposited there?
Yes, sir.
And how would we find out where that snow was taken before? Or do we know where the...
Well, weren't they using a property prior, next to it, right? and they just extended the fence when they tore down the reflection. They were already using that for snow.
They used that half of it because that was just
okay.
Yeah, and then when reflections burned down and whatever else, they extended it. But that's just, we were even looking at that half. But then a lot of people said, "What are you gonna do with half a city block?" And the point's made when somebody's next door with a property, it's anyone that's ever built anything, it's a lot harder to kind of make a sidewalk, make a structure when you're limited on, you know. But now you have a whole city block. And then they just, like you said, they just expanded the whole dump. It's like, yeah. Hey, wait.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
But Doug, when they had half block, what happens with drainage when that break up? Does that all just go out in the Cushman or into people's backyards on the other side?
It's wet. I'll tell you that much. I go by there a lot. It's wet, definitely. So, but I never heard anything. I've been by there several times, and they say it was used for a snow dump, but I'll be honest with you, I never saw anybody dump there. So I never saw a pile of snow like what you see at the Mitchell and the Rich crossover, and what you see on Johansson. That stuff's two stories high sometimes, you know. I never saw anything dumped there. They just had signs saying snow dump, but I never saw it used.
All right. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Who would have been responsible for choosing that snow dump?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we need
who would have been responsible for making a decision to make a place a snow dump? I assume maybe the city inherited that property.
Could I answer? And Mike can probably answer more specifically than I, but you know, the Public Works Department brought information, whole notebooks full of information about the property and what the intentions were, and it was discussed at City Council meetings for many sessions, and it was also one of the continuing difficulties of snow removal is that we have more and more and more snow the last few years. And so looking for places that, as the gentleman just mentioned, that don't go too far outside of a working area in order to deposit that snow, it becomes very costly. So snow removal is one of the befuddlements of all of our operations. I think we're behind the eight ball as to what it's going to be, when it's going to be, and then stockpiling it like that is an expensive, difficult process, but it wasn't like something that hasn't been discussed at meetings. This is what, a year and a half, 2 years of different discussions, I think. Mike, I'm seeing you nodding your head. Yeah, there's been several opportunities, I think, of public discussion.
Yes, ma'am. The city had been losing snow dumps for quite a while. And every time you lose a snow dump, you have a longer haul. It takes you longer to clear the snow. So two properties came open, and I think both of them actually we started working on either last summer or this summer, Reflections and between Fort Wainwright and the old MV properties where the new buildings are. We bought that area also. And before we buy it, we bring it in, and the public works director makes his case to the council. And so it's a public testimony, mm-hmm. and then the council greenlights that. And then drainage is one of the things we always consider, too, and that's why they were in there working it this year. And I believe they're still, or if they haven't started yet, they should start soon working the place over where MV properties are close to Fort Wainwright. So there's many snow dumps, you know, it's practical. And, yes, you might be able to find an empty space somewhere, but it also has to be for sale, and the person has to be willing to sell it. And that becomes a challenge.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right. I think that's probably a good amount of discussion for that topic. We are trying to we still don't have quorum, and we're trying to conclude our meeting in time to make it to the candidates forum. I see no additional citizens' comments. So I would propose that we move on to item 6, which shouldn't require a quorum. If I may, June, I'd like to invite you to take this one up to provide to the members who are present an update on the City Council's discussions of the review of city boards and commissions?
Well, we've had a couple of sessions on this now, and we postponed our next session until sometime in October. However, the discussion about the various committees and commissions in speaking about this particular group, Diversity Council, it was made really clear that this body has worked diligently on making assessments within the context of these meetings here in order to review the process, and that there was I've got a weak brain right now. I've got a cold and I'm not thinking really clearly here. So phrasing isn't coming real quickly to me about the idea of working on our new plan, and we call it what is it?
A Diversity Action Plan.
Diversity Action Plan. That's what I'm trying to think of. This is not coming. Sorry about that. But anyway, the Diversity Action Plan that we had already made a commitment to review and to rework that plan, and that the things that the City Council is reviewing of these types of committees and commissions is basically determining whether or not to, you know, kind of get people nudged forward to work in a new way of observing their responsibilities, and that this committee already had that pretty well in hand. And so I think we're okay.
I would add that I heard that there might be concern about attendance. Is that something that came up in the discussions?
I think that's been brought up not just at City Council meeting, but at these meetings here also, about the idea of lack of quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think has just been commonly spoken of, and we're experiencing that again tonight.
Yeah. So. I would like to note that we do have 5 vacant seats right now, which makes it very challenging for us to have quorum, even when the majority of those of us who are on the Diversity Council show up. I also heard that the council is considering reducing the number of members. We currently have 15 city and borough-appointed members.
That was brought up to be 11 members total, with 1 member from the borough.
Okay.
And most people who offered an opinion on that agreed that was a practical way to go forward. I think that is a bigger topic, mm-hmm. on its own, and probably needs to be discussed with not only current people such as Jeff, who represent the borough, but also with the borough administration.
Okay.
To my understanding, I don't think we've had that kind of discussion the entire time this commission has been in place.
Okay.
So it's long overdue.
Thanks for that information. Are there other questions or comments, David?
One comment in regards to the number of people, the number of vacancies that we have here on the Diversity Committee. On the school board Diversity Committee or Council, we have the same issue. We're going to have, I think, 7 positions that need to be filled in the Diversity Committee there. So it's not just the city and borough trying to get volunteers for these committees is rather difficult, and will need a lot of, I think, public relations work, a lot of selling the committees to the people, trying to tap into what we can for both of those. I just wanted to mention that.
Thanks. Are there additional comments, sir? Jeff?
I have 2 questions, but my first one, I guess, is to June or maybe Sarah or Angela. So the process for this, it sounds like you said that the City Council would be meeting in soon.
They have met already twice, mm-hmm. and are postponing their next meeting until sometime in October, I believe. Am I right? October?
I think it's another 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, early October.
So my question is, are they making recommendations to us, or are they making pronouncements to us of what needs to be done, and is there an opportunity for us to provide feedback or input once we know what they're thinking of, or will it be a done deal, or is it a two-way street?
I would say that the pragmatic way to approach this particular conversation is for all of us to be understanding that this is a committee on committees, that this isn't the only committee that's right. being reviewed. Mm-hmm. All committees are being reviewed. And that in our discussion, the information that I provided and that we had other information about just demonstrated that this committee was already working through a lot of things that perhaps needed to be reviewed and revised. And so I think that we're all kind of in that state of flux that with some committees, it may very well be that the actions that are taken by the members are something to then be spoken about to the city council and reviewed and approved and agreed to and all that. So everything's in flux is my way of looking at it. With other committees, maybe they haven't ever looked at anything in the last 10 years. And the city council is going to kind of nudge in that direction to have everything be viewed through a new fresh look at how the committees are valued in him.
Rita. We picked the second Tuesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody think about maybe going back and reviewing? Is that a good time for everyone? Maybe the time that we're having it or something like that, so we could be more productive. You could get more people in because we do have busy lives. And different things, things come up from time to time. Maybe if we looked at some of that, we could get better participation if we move something around.
Yeah, that might be a great thing to talk about at our work session on the Diversity Action Plan on the 21st mm-hmm. to review the timing. Yeah. Jeff, second question.
A comment, I guess. I would hope that if the city council wishes to make a major change to this, like change the number from 15 to 11, that we are made aware of it or a part of the process, that it's not something that it feels, I can see disadvantages to that, but I can see advantages to that. And I would just make a recommendation or a comment that before any major changes are done, or even any changes are done, that we're given a chance to reflect on it or comment on it, that it's a two-way street instead of a one-way street, if that makes sense. So
I think that's really the only pragmatic way to work on any of these discussions with any of the committees, is that everyone's position be considered.
All right, it's getting close to 6 o'clock.
I did have one more quick question. Okay. It's kind of off topic, but you mentioned there's 5 vacancies on this council, and the last thing I knew that there was one. So, and I did see Stephen's resignation, but at some point, mm-hmm. could we be made aware of what our status is and?
Yeah, maybe we can get another report on that at the next meeting. Okay, are there any events that members would like to bring up for others' consideration for calendar of events?
Just real quick, some of you all, hopefully all of you, read it in the newspaper, but the school district is doing the community engagement sessions. And that is for the parents, the students, and the staff for each of the 4 high schools within the borough. It's 6 to 8. There's a press release that's out that gives the specific dates on that. I just wanted to kick that out to everybody and push that again. Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other events for the calendar of events? Okay, seeing none.
Could I maybe speak to an event that just happened mm-hmm. yesterday? It's because it's still pertinent throughout the entire year. Yesterday was Suicide Prevention Awareness National Day. And we have a new organization in the community that's a volunteer group of many professionals who work in the field. The Suicide prevention coalition that we had in the past kind of drifted away, and there's a lot of people that have pledged to bring that back, and it's had four or five meetings now and is well organized. And Rita, you'd be glad to know that they did have that question before them as to when would be the best meeting time, and have selected 5:30 in the evening, so on their particular day. But it's one of those topics that regularly are discussed about in a lot of meetings in Fairbanks, and yet we still have some real reticence, I think, in speaking pragmatically about what we can do to shine a light on this particular problem in our community. Thank you.
Thanks, June. Angela, would you like to give us the human resources report?
Yeah, just real briefly, I'd like to announce that the city of Fairbanks is now recruiting for the chief financial officer. That position is open. It's on the website, and we're actively recruiting for that position. It's been vacant for a little bit, so we're anxious to get somebody in there. So if you know someone that's in the field of finance and looking for a change, it's a good opportunity here at the city. Is one of our department head positions, which don't come available very often. So just putting that out there. We also are still recruiting for our deputy city attorney, and as our open recruitment continues for dispatch and police. So that's my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Angela? Okay. Unfinished business. Jeff, would you like to raise your question at this point?
Sure. And I'll admit I was out of town in June and July, so I wasn't here for those two meetings. But I did see the email after the July meeting about everyone needing to sign this form. And I believe I understand some of the background for it. And while the form seems pretty benign to me, nothing major in it, I guess I have a few questions about it. One is, do all of the other city committees have forms that members have to sign that they're going to follow professional, respectful manners and stuff like that? Is this something that's common to the other city committees, or is this unique to the Diversity Council? And a concern I have with this is that right now we have five vacancies, it sounds like. And even though this might be pretty benign, to me it's kind of like a hoop or an expectation. And I could maybe be sold on it, but I, not having been here at that meeting and having just read the minutes, I would, at least at the school board, things get two readings or you get to discuss them twice before something like this where everybody has to sign, or a major procedure seems to be changed like that. And I don't want anything like this to be something that would prohibit somebody from considering joining the Diversity Council or seeing this as a barrier in any way. And I know that that's not the way that it's intended. It's intended just to try to make people aware of expectations and stuff like that. But for somebody new coming in or considering coming in, or an aspect of our Fairbanks community that hasn't been involved before, I don't know that if other committees don't have to do this, and maybe they do, then I just don't want to see this as a barrier. So I guess I would like to have more discussion about this, I guess, that I'm here for. So,
okay, Kelvin has a comment.
If I remember correctly, I think, you know, part of the conversation was, you know, just kind of holding people accountable, right, for, you know, because we all spend our time to volunteer to come, but there has to be some level of, you know, accountability. So I thought that was the basis for the conversation, and I could be wrong, so, but I was at that meeting, so.
But, Jeff, okay, June?
I'm glad you brought up about this committee and the other committees, because this is an opportune time to have this be, across the board, all committees to be determined in a singular way as far as commitment and responsibility and those sorts of things go, if we're talking protocol. I I see how we generated this document, and I agree with what you're saying there. But I think that in view of the fact that the council is going forth in looking at all committees, then perhaps protocol could be something that was done on behalf of all committees. So I can see both of those. David?
I'm rather in favor of it. And the reason that I like it is because it does put on expectations, and we talk about things that used to be swept under the rug, and we have to be able to do it in a mature and positive manner. And over the last year since I've been on here, things have gotten a little hot in some of our meetings, and that's fine as long as we can keep that under kind of control, kind of check your emotions at the door. And that's what I'm seeing in this document, is that we can talk, we can discuss, we can debate, but you have to make sure that you're not just yelling, that you're talking and listening.
Doug?
And will signing a form make a difference? I mean, I think we talk generally. I'm hoping when people are, the mayor appoints somebody, they're being interviewed and being told expectations at the point of entry. That's not a sign. I did sign this one, but I agree with Jeff on the barrier thing. I see with particularly folks with disabilities, there's all these little barriers to things that are paper. You know, they're not like a ramp or a curb. You know, like you go for the job interview that says you have to be able to lift 25 pounds. If I lift 25 pounds, I fall on my head. Might be perfectly capable of doing the job, but it's a barrier to, and they may ignore that in HR when you're hired, but it's still a barrier to hire.
Jeff?
And I don't know what we're going to do with this or whatever, but I don't object to having something like this, having a potential member read it or having it laid out so that it's there. I think what gets me is the having to sign it, and that's a bit of a, even though it's pretty benign, like I said, that just to me is a concern. So,
well, this is not on our agenda in our quorum-free meeting tonight. Do you think it might work to discuss this as an agenda item at the September 21st meeting? Or
and how much we have going on there.
Yeah, or at a future meeting.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Okay, is there any new business that anyone would like to raise? Okay, I don't believe we had any committee meetings since our most recent meeting. Are there any reports? No? Okay. Are there any additional comments anyone would like to share? June?
Just one more to this ongoing discussion here. If any of you are involved with committees such as like the chamber or any place where 4-Acre has come in and done workshops on committee service, you're usually required to sign some sort of a form that deals with protocol. And I know a lot of you are involved with boards and commissions and whatnot, but that procedure is pretty well followed and established by most groups that work with 4-Acre in a way of governance procedures.
Yeah, I appreciate that, June, and I'll take the liberty of making a comment myself, which is that I think we are dealing with a really diverse environment, not only on our committee, but the whole city government, and I don't think it would hurt anybody for there to be a protocol agreement that everybody from the council on down to the committees agrees to, just so that people have a common basis for how to have these discussions. Yeah. Jeff?
Is this for general members' comments? Is that where we're at?
We are at general members' comments, yeah.
So on a different topic, I know that PFLAG, Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, sent out a questionnaire to potential candidates for city council, borough assembly, and city mayor towards the end of July. And we had a booth at the Tenenbaum Valley Fair, and a lot of people sat by the booth, and we had the results of the questionnaire available. PFLAG, being a nonprofit, does not endorse or recommend specific candidates, but can educate people about candidates' views and let them make their own choices. And so we do have that available. I know that it was emailed out to everybody that was on the PFLAG list as well. So it was strictly verbatim the candidates' responses is all that was made available to people. Not all the candidates responded, but the ones who did, the results were sent out. And if anybody else on this committee wants a copy of those results, there was only five questions. They all related to LGBTQ issues and also about 6093 that was vetoed in the spring. But then general questions, too, about transgender and bisexual and gay and lesbian issues. But like I said, five questions. So if anybody wants to see those results, I'd be happy to send them out or email them to you. So,
thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any additional comments? Okay. That brings us to upcoming meeting dates. We've talked a lot about the upcoming Saturday, September 21st work session to review our diversity action plan. That is from 9 to noon on Saturday, September 21st. So please mark your calendars. We need everybody there. The next regular meeting date is October 8th. Same time, same place. And also, I'd like to propose that we have a combined committee meeting on Thursday, September 19th. At 4 p.m., we had discussed sending to committee the question of live streaming on Facebook. We don't have a Facebook page. We're not prepared to do it, but we could have a conversation about whether that might be useful and what the pros and cons, challenges, and advantages would be, ideally with city staff present to tell us about the constraints we'd be working under, just to come back with some kind of recommendation, at least for us, possibly to the council. Does that sound good to everybody? At 4 p.m. on a Thursday.
To meet with who?
The Education and Outreach and Accessibility Committees combined. So one combined committee meeting for the month. I don't think we had any... Yeah, that's everybody. I don't believe we had any other agenda items for the committees coming up, did we, Doug? June.
I was going to ask a question. So when you speak about live streaming, what's the content that we're live streaming? What do you anticipate?
At our previous Diversity Council meeting, we had a discussion about live streaming our Fairbanks Diversity Council meetings, intentionally live streaming them, having an official live feed, because currently when there is a contentious issue, we tend to have a lot of live streaming from the public that shows parts and pieces of the meeting through different lenses, and we thought it could be good to have an authoritative channel since so many people use social media to get their information.
My concern about how we, not so much what you're talking about, but how we go about it, mm-hmm. was my same concern when it was brought before the council about the yeah. police cameras and so on and so forth. I find lots of room for problems.
Is it something you'd be willing to discuss at the committee meeting?
I think our attorney should counsel us. I think mm-hmm. it's not a real quick, simple yes or no, we should do this. I think it requires really, really careful, sensitive inquiry and consulting with people who would be able to, like our attorney, who can tell us the pitfalls that might befall us.
Great. Yeah, I think that sounds good. Is it something that you think we should bring up? Is it worth talking about at a committee meeting, I guess, is my question too.
We can always talk about anything, I would think. Okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying, before we start making decisions to do anything that records and sends out information publicly, I think we need to know what the parameters are so that we're very understanding okay. of what our...
Well, that's that meeting on September 19th would be a great place to kind of hash all of that out, all the things we need to know before making a decision.
Okay.
And I can make sure that Paul and TLRPIO for the city can be, be possibly be there.
And just to clarify, you're strictly talking about live streaming versus video recording so it's available?
We can talk about everything at this meeting. It came up at our last meeting. It wasn't on the agenda, so I suggested at that point that we should send it to a committee because it is such a complex issue and we're not going to solve or make a decision at a diversity council meeting. One off. So it's just for the purpose of discussing it and seeing if we want to take the conversation further. Yeah. Okay, so.
Do you want to check in with Juanita real quick? Juanita, did you have anything you wanted to add before, as we're moving to the end of the meeting?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Juanita. So that brings us to the end of the items we can address this evening. I'd like to thank everybody who is here and just point out that we do have seven members who count towards quorum. I think we do have good participation for the basis we're working off of, and I really appreciate everybody showing up tonight and being here to participate, hopefully. Yeah. June?
I should probably already know this, but I'll go ahead and show my ignorance here. Are there other methods of determining quorum that I need to look this up in code, I guess. And but
I had the same question
earlier.
You know,
like many other committees in the community that I serve on, it's the majority of a certain number and this and that. So I think that, you know, especially so if we have unfilled positions, do they count in the overall number at that point of what's available? You can't expect to have a large number of people coming if you have a large number that's unfilled. So I think that that in itself needs to have a new look-see. Yeah.
I'm going to pass that along to the city staff. The advice I have right now is we do need 8 for quorum. But we certainly need to either figure out a new method or get those seats filled so that we can have more productive meetings. Yeah. But again, I just thank everybody for being here. Any final comments?
Move to adjourn.
Great. Do I have a second? Thank you. Have a good evening, everybody.